USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The talk towards peace has begun in Qatar. The historic meeting between the Afghan government and the Taliban is aimed at shaping a power-sharing government that would end decades of war. If successful, a peace deal would be the first time in generations that a new Afghan government was not established by gunpoint. The current government was established following the American invasion of Afghanistan. Each previous government going back to 1979 was set off by a coup, a collapse, or a conquest. The talks begin amid a pullout of American troops. Some of New York City's corporate leaders smacked Mayor Bill de Blasio in an open letter for neglecting public safety, cleanliness, and other quality of life issues. They said ignoring the concerns have led to widespread anxiety among New Yorkers. The letter was signed by more than 150 chief executives. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
There's some hope for clearer skies along the West Coast. Details from USA's Tim Berg.
Weather forecasters say wildfire smoke blanketing the West Coast could start to lift over the weekend. Dozens of wildfires burning across the West have covered cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Phoenix in a haze of smoke.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard. It was, still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. It was bad.
That man speaking on Fox News. The wildfires have destroyed thousands of square miles in 13 states and have burned hundreds of homes.
Also, at least 23 people have been killed by the wildfires across three states. A 500,000 Oregon residents were told to evacuate. There has been one arrest made in that state, 41-year-old Michael Bikella. He faces two counts of arson and other charges. Authorities accuse him of starting one blaze that merged with the Alameda fire. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump continues to make strides towards peace in the Middle East. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Bahrain agreed to normalize relations with Israel, becoming the latest Arab nation to do so as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to further ease the Jewish state's relative isolation in the Middle East and find common ground with the nations that share United States wariness of Iran. Trump announced the agreement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks following a phone call he had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa. The three leaders also issued a brief joint statement marking the second such Arab normalization agreement with Israel in the last month.
The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Nor bin Laden wrote on Twitter that not a day has gone by since that horrible, tragic day that she hasn't thought of America. She added that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. Bin Laden recently endorsed President Trump for re-election this year. Wall Street saw mixed results with the Dow Jones and S&P 500 closing higher, the NASDAQ closing lower. We have news for you on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.